This is GMJ audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. U.S. travel restrictions on Ebola-exposed regions draw human rights concerns. The United States has imposed travel restrictions on individuals from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, and South Sudan following recent Ebola outbreaks, but public health experts warn these measures may violate human rights and discourage essential humanitarian workers. The World Health Organization has declared the current outbreak in the DRC and Uganda a public health emergency of international concern. 9-month estimated time for Ebola vaccine deployment in affected regions, according to BBC reporting. Ebola outbreaks across Central Africa countries with current travel restrictions and outbreak status, 2024 DR Congo, active outbreak Uganda border cases South Sudan high risk zone, source WHO CDC 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News. WHO declares international emergency. The World Health Organization officially declared the Bundibugyo virus strain outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda a public health emergency of international concern. According to BBC health correspondent, the vaccine rollout could take up to 9 months to reach affected communities in remote areas. The BBC reports that the delay stems from logistical challenges in conflict-affected regions and the need to maintain cold chain storage in areas with limited infrastructure. Travel ban draws rights concerns. The Guardian reports that the measures require 21-day quarantine for travelers from affected regions, regardless of their exposure status or vaccination history. Dr. Lawrence Gostin, director of the WHO Collaborating Center on National and Global Health Law at Georgetown University, told The Guardian that such blanket bans stigmatize entire populations and may deter the very humanitarian workers needed to contain outbreaks. The global health response requires international coordination and volunteer deployment. Outbreak timeline reveals delayed response. According to the Financial Times investigation, Ebola transmission occurred for several weeks before Congolese authorities formally notified international health agencies. The Financial Times reports this delay complicated contact tracing efforts and allowed the virus to spread across the Uganda border. The current outbreak involves the Bundibugyo strain, according to WHO reports. Previous Ebola vaccines may offer limited protection against this particular strain, necessitating new vaccine strategies. Travel restrictions that are not evidence-based risk violating human rights principles while potentially hampering the international response needed to control outbreaks at their source. Dr. Lawrence Gostin, Georgetown University, The Guardian, 2024. Key takeaways. WHO has declared the Bundibugyo Ebola outbreak a public health emergency affecting DRC and Uganda. U.S. travel restrictions require 21-day quarantine for travelers from affected regions, regardless of exposure status, according to The Guardian. Vaccine deployment could take 9 months due to logistical challenges in conflict-affected areas. According to BBC reporting, frequently asked questions, why are travel restrictions controversial during disease outbreaks? According to Dr. Lawrence Gostin, as quoted in The Guardian, blanket travel bans can stigmatize affected populations and discourage humanitarian workers from deploying to outbreak zones. The WHO generally recommends targeted screening rather than complete travel prohibitions. How effective are existing Ebola vaccines against the Bundibugyo strain? Current Ebola vaccines were developed primarily for the Zaire strain and may offer limited cross-protection against Bundibugyo virus, according to WHO reports. New vaccine strategies are being developed specifically for this outbreak. What makes this Ebola outbreak particularly challenging? According to the BBC and Financial Times reporting, the outbreak is occurring in conflict-affected regions with limited healthcare infrastructure, making contact tracing and vaccine delivery extremely difficult. The remote location also contributed to delayed international notification. The balance between protecting public health and preserving human rights remains a critical challenge as international health authorities work to contain the outbreak. The effectiveness of travel restrictions versus targeted public health measures will likely inform future pandemic preparedness strategies, particularly as global health security becomes increasingly complex in an interconnected world. Source: U.S. curbs on travelers exposed to deadly viruses may infringe rights and deter volunteers. At context, travel restrictions on Ebola-exposed regions draw human rights concerns. Description: U.S. travel restrictions on Ebola-affected regions draw human rights concerns as WHO declares public health emergency. Expert analysis of outbreak response challenges. Author: At Type Organization. Name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: At Type Organization. Name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-5/25. Date modified: 2026-05/25. At context: Are travel restrictions controversial during disease outbreaks? Accepted answer: At Type Answer. Text: According to Dr. Lawrence Gostin, as quoted in The Guardian, blanket travel bans can stigmatize affected populations and discourage humanitarian workers from deploying to outbreak zones. The WHO generally recommends targeted screening rather than complete travel prohibitions. At type question. Name: How effective are existing Ebola vaccines against the Bundibugyo strain? Accepted answer: At type answer. Text: Current Ebola vaccines were developed primarily for the Zaire strain and may offer limited cross-protection against Bundibugyo virus, according to WHO reports. New vaccine strategies are being developed specifically for this outbreak. At type question. Name: What makes this Ebola outbreak particularly challenging? Accepted answer: At type answer. Text: According to the BBC and Financial Times reporting, the outbreak is occurring in conflict-affected regions with limited healthcare infrastructure, making contact tracing and vaccine delivery extremely difficult. The remote location also contributed to delayed international notification.